revitalization is finding a stronger foothold in BC. A new report from the First Peoples Cultural Council shows that more people are learning their nation's language, thanks in part to funding support and community-led programs. Tracy Herbert is the CEO of the First Peoples Cultural Council.
Well, we're really encouraged to see more than a 20% rise in the number of language learners, and this supports the generational transfer of First Nations languages in BC. So that's around 17,000 people engaged in learning their language.
Well, to tell us more about the importance of language learning, we are joined now by Chrissy John from Ihattasat First Nation here on Vancouver Island. She's been learning her language with support from the First Peoples Cultural Council. Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us. I wonder if I can start by asking if you would mind introducing yourself to us in your language.
I go by my First Nations name, Hakat. I actually prefer to use that. Thank you so much for giving me time to introduce myself. I come from Ihattas, which is a new Chamuk nation on Vancouver Island. And I actually live in Port Alberni with my partner, Chukna, who comes from Tshishat. And we have two daughters, Ita and Nuschi.
Thank you so much for that. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Ihattasat language?
For sure. We have a little bit of a smaller nation with just over 500 members altogether in our nation. And we have quite a few that are learning language, either using what they knew growing up, or people like myself who are actually taking language programs through the First Peoples Cultural Council. I'm one who is enrolled in the Youth Empowered Speakers Program, which makes it possible for me to do the language learning while I'm in school. Others from my nation, we have actually a few that are enrolled in the Mentor Apprentice Program with First Peoples Cultural Council, who are more active with the one-on-one learning with a mentor. But other people whose parents or whose families use language, they also share that in the school, in the community, in Ihattas, and in their homes as well.
And how has that program helped you gain a deeper understanding of your language?
The funding from the program, it actually helps me. It works for both me and my mentor to have one-on-one immersion sessions. And sometimes it's a little bit tough to find funding that will you know, compensate an elder for that time and for that knowledge. Mm-hmm. But this program's been really awesome, actually, because I can stay in school and then still do the lessons with my mentor outside of my classes. It works well because it allows us to do the sessions in the way that works for us. So basically, I designed the immersion sessions myself. I use a lot of photos that I take of me and my children, and then me and my mentor will look at these photos together and then kind of talk about them in the language. Mm.
And how do you find that helps with the understanding? I imagine there's a real intrinsic link between your family and your language, right?
For sure. Our language is so meaningful, so powerful. It's quite a lot to learn. Saying something in English might be take a little bit more time and might be more complicated to say in our language, but I find it is more meaningful. And the best way for me to get a grasp on things I want to learn is to learn something that I'm going to use every day. So I'll look at photos of my daughters with my mentor, and we'll talk about language, you know, like she's growing teeth or she's learning to walk. And then I'll say those things in my language, and I can learn to use those daily because I'm using it with my daughters every day, and that's the best way I can begin to understand the language.
And why was this something you wanted to be a part of and to learn?
My mom actually attended residential school, so her first language was our Ihatas dialect. She did first learn our language, and then she had it forcibly taken away. And so it feels really, it feels like it's a calling to come back to our language and to relearn it. Because all of our people, we use English now to communicate, and going back to our language and learning it and teaching it to our children, it feels really important, and it feels really, it's like a calling. Mm. It's something that is inside of all of us, and it's fulfilling, and in so many ways that it's hard to even describe.
Mm. Well, given that, what's it like to share your language with your children?
I love to share everything that I'm learning. I learn language specifically for them, whether it's everyday things in our house, like we're going to eat now, we're going to go outside, or we're going to go to bed. All of those things, saying it in our language, it's really easy to replace that, and to replace the English with our Ihatas dialect. And I also have the help from their dad, from my partner, who, once I bring the language in, he's using it as well. And we'll say things like, "Ha'akutasnish," we're going to eat. "Wa'ichuatli," you're going to go to bed now. You're going to go to sleep now. And so when we use that language, it's really, it feels really good. I realized at the playground yesterday when I was talking to my daughter, saying that we're done now, we're going to go home. I said it in our language, and I realized the other people at the playground didn't know what we were saying. Mm. But my daughter did, and so that felt really wonderful, because I realized in that moment that wasn't strange to her. It was just normal to hear our language.
Yeah, that subconscious interaction, I think, is the first step to fluency, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Chrissy, so amazing to speak with you this afternoon. Thank you so much for sharing this with us, your personal journey with us. I want to make sure I get this right when I mention the extra here of who you are, if I can pronounce your name in your language. Is it Haket? Am I saying that right?
Haket. Yeah, that's very close. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Have a good day.
That's Haket from the Ihatasat First Nation here on Vancouver Island.